Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back into the show. Let me tell you that our college football coverage here on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanner's are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your favorite college, catch every play, and enjoy a $15 bucket only at Kansas area Tanner's locations. Bud Light and Tanner's, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. Now, if there is a sport that is elitist, let me tell you that it is college football. It is hard to crack their little group. And let me tell you, as we are getting closer and closer to figuring out who is going to be in the college football playoff, oh, the elitists are coming out. So I remember when it was the cool stance to have where you wanted the little guy to get a shot. You guys remember in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, Boise State. One of the great upsets in college football history, Boise State with the hook and ladder and the Statue of Liberty. We've seen Cincinnati, back before they were in the Big 12, make the college football playoff. We used to champion the little guy. Not anymore. Paul Feinbaum doesn't even want them included in the 12-team playoff.
I mean, what is wrong with this country? When let's put a couple of people over here in. Let's put a couple of people. What about putting the best in? I don't see Major League Baseball. I don't see the NFL going, the Chiefs, they've been there too many times. Let's put the Patriots in. I mean, doggy, this is about to be, this is supposed to be about excellence, not about being fair. This is not the little leagues where we give a second, third, fourth, and fifth place trophy. This should be the best. It's already a convoluted system because we let the group of whatever in, the group of five with South Florida, and they have no business. That conference, that division really has no business playing. That's like letting the AAA best team in to the Major League playoffs. It doesn't happen in any other sport. But for you to say, oh, the SEC has too many teams in and this and that is just patently ridiculous.
But it does happen in other sports. It happens in college basketball. We let the little guy in the NCAA tournament. You don't have to just be in the Big 12 or SEC or Big 10 to compete for a national championship, and we've seen those teams make runs and get to the Final Four, get to the national championship. Butler did it 15 years ago. Now, I'm not telling you that I think that South Florida is going to win the national championship, but, I mean, if we're going to expand the playoffs to where now 12 teams have a chance to get a spot for the national championship, and we're not going to do it the way that our grandfathers did it with the polls, we're not going to do it with the BCS, which I actually don't think was a bad model of determining who the two best teams were. If we're not going to do the four-team playoff that I think got it right more times than not, if now we're just going to have this, well, we're going to water down the regular season and you can lose once or two times. And so to me, you got to let one of those teams get a seat at the table. I don't think you got to let two of those teams in. I think they need to have their own championship game. I don't think there needs to be an American championship game or a Sun Belt championship game. I think those group of five schools, I think they need to have a big mega super conference of some sort. And I think it needs to be, hey, if you guys want this spot in the college football playoff, you know what? Memphis has to play South Florida. Those two teams go up against each other the same way that Georgia and Texas have to play each other in the SEC championship game, or Indiana and Ohio State. You guys are the two best group of five schools. You play each other. The winner gets the opportunity to compete for the national championship, and the loser goes to the Sun Bowl. That's how I would do it if I were in college football. But I'm going to fight for those schools to get one seat at the table.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's fair for you if you're in the SEC. It's fair for you if you're in the Big Ten or ACC or Big 12. You got a guaranteed spot, and you get an opportunity to be an at-large, a wild card team. It's not fair for those group of five schools. So, yeah, I'm fighting for the little guy. The little guy deserves an opportunity to compete for a chance in the national championship. So I'm fighting for you. I'm also going to fight for this. Rob and I usually don't get into spirited arguments behind the scenes. Like, Rob and I have a great relationship. We're friends. We're coworkers. We're colleagues. We're brothers. I love Rob. Rob and I had a very serious argument today about Greg Olsen's concept of taking the points. Listen to this.
I love game-winning field goals. I love strategic field goals. I don't love field goals under the notion of take the points. I hate the phrase take the points. I hate when commentators say it. I hate when coaches say it. I hate when media says it. I don't know what take the points means. That it doesn't make sense to me, but I wouldn't say I hate them. I hate goal to go field goals where I'm getting 3 points and then I got to go kick off, and we can get into the kickoff rules and how that changes strategy because of field position and whatnot. But it's a deeper conversation. But generally speaking, unless it's to win the game or end of half scenario or just a fourth and unreasonably long, a goal to go situation, I'm in four down mode until I just can't feasibly go for it anymore and I'll take 3 points.
You know what? I think he softened it there a little bit at the end. I understand if you have fourth and goal from the 2 yard line, why your stance as a team would be, we think over the span of a season, we are going to maximize our opportunity at scoring if we go for it here. And maybe you get it, maybe you don't get it, but this is going to be our consistent stance. But then at the end, he says unreasonable distance. Well, what are we determining is unreasonable? Because I would say if it is 4th and 6 from the 25-yard line and you got an opportunity to run a play or take a 41-yard field goal, I think the smart thing to do is to take points. I think it is a smart thing to do every single time that your team has the football to score and to continue to put pressure on the opposition to also be in a place where you got to score whenever you get the football. So that's taking points to me. There's a finite number of possessions that you're going to get in a game. And it's not basketball where you're going to get 80 opportunities to score. No, you get like 6 or 7 in an NFL game. So if you score in some capacity every time you get it, it then puts pressure. Now, yes, you want to score touchdowns. You want to convert those drives. You want to convert the red zone. But to me, taking the points is putting pressure on the opposition to where they need to match your offense. They need to match your special teams, and they need to score themselves. I think we are seeing that for all of the analytics and aggressiveness, you got to show me who this is actually working for, because it sounds great to say, oh, we're going to go for it. Who's the team that's winning championships that way? Is there a team doing that in college football? Is there a team doing that in the NFL? I'm talking high level, high major college NFL. Is there this aggressive team that's winning championships because they're going forward on 2-point conversions, because they're super aggressive with going forward on 4th downs? So I think the conventional wisdom tells you to take the points because it maximizes your scoring opportunities. I used to be on the other side of this and thought the teams were scared and too conservative. I've turned around over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. I think taking the points is the smart play in 90% of football scenarios.
I'm happy you brought up who's going for it and being this aggressive winning championships. Do you know where the Eagles were last year in 4th down conversion rate? They were 3rd. Do you know who was 1st? Washington. They played in the NFC title game. You know who was 2nd? Buffalo. They played in the AFC title game. You know who was 4th? Detroit. They played in the playoffs. Kansas City last year, if you're saying, hey, where are the Chiefs? They were 6th. Okay, well, that was last year, Rob. That's, you know, different strokes, different folks.
To be fair, though, those teams also all had great quarterback play.
I don't think they're winning because of 4th down aggression. I don't think it's not the singular reason, but I think teams that are aggressive on 4th down tend to be the winning teams. This year, do you know who's number 2 in the NFL in 4th down conversions? The Colts. The Colts have one of the best records. Number 3, the Patriots. Number 4, the Chiefs. Number 5, the Rams. Like, there is a method to the madness here in being aggressive. And where me and you disagreed, it's actually what Greg Olson was talking about at the end there, where you said he softened it. If you're in goal-to-go situations, unless it's 4th and unreasonable, taking a field goal from inside, like, the 7-yard line is nonsensical to me. If it's 4th and goal from the 6, you'd have to really create a scenario where time, score, and all the things are just massively to your advantage to take 3 points for me to justify not going for the 7. And you know who I think does this pretty consistently based on the analytics play? The Lions. Now, you're right. The Lions don't have a Super Bowl, but the Lions have been one of the better teams in the league since Dan Campbell took over, and Dan Campbell coaches this way. But, you know, 4th and goal from the 11 because of, you know, penalties or what have you, that's fine. Take the points. If you're up by, you know, 10 points and you can put, you know, 13 points, you can push to 16 or whatever, 14 to 17, and there's 5 minutes left in the game, take the points. But I think more times than not, teams need to tend to be aggressive, and that's where me and Greg Olson see it the same way.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.